Morning, everybody. Interesting times. This was a World Health Organization product, as you can see, to respond to vaccine deniers. Let's not call them vaccines. All right, let's change the word to bioweapons. So not vaccines. Not been vaccines for a long time. These are bioweapons. And obviously, the WHO, a criminal enterprise, who basically wants to cripple and destroy and kill. All right. So anyway, this is one of the documents being sent out to public health departments, these mental health patients. General public is your target. Well, you know what your target, don't you? Yeah. And so your target is the general public. See what happens with the spelling. They sometimes, you know, give themselves away in the text. So the public are the target. Obviously, the bioweapon, I'm not going to call it what they say they call it, because it's not. It's a bioweapon. And what they want to try and do is, look, read it. Interesting, isn't it? Because what they make no mistake about it, what they're relying on is ignorance. Ignorance, even the people that are pushing this, very ignorant. So let's just see what's going on. So we've got electromagnetic radiation transmission network right across the whole world, basically in your LED streetlights, which are light emitting diodes, which also emit radiation, optical radiation that's illegal, lethal. All right, so let's just try and explain to people what's going on. So you've got these massive radiation footprints. You might think, well, what's that got to do with vaccinations? Well, I'm going to try and explain what's in the vaccination. All right. So you've got a lot of nanocontamination in a bioweapon. It's what it is. There is absolutely no reason to have nanoparticulates or contaminants in any event. They're non-biocompatible and non-biodegradable. All right. And especially these metals here. So you'll be wondering why they've got these nanoparticulates, tungsten in particular. Why tungsten? Well, tungsten's quite an interesting material, and it affects the magnetic flux of you. So what they're really trying to do, see, this is your defense to a lot of the toxicity from radiation, all right, because the mitigating factor, it's the body's defense mechanism. It's obviously all a good way to be able to identify a bit of a shithouse. You know, when you get into somebody's sphere and you realize that the dodge pots will always go with first impressions, because this system has been developed for many, many years for you to identify the shithouses. But you see, if you get those tungsten nanoparticulates inside this body, it's going to damage this electromagnetic radiation field. Obviously, that's then going to, it's basically going to take this down. So your defense mechanism, it's going to take it down, right? So that's really what the plan is, right? You know, the body itself is an electromagnetic radiation system. The whole biological structure, and therefore these radiation impacts are going to attack your self-defense mechanism. That's what they're for. That's why they're being contaminated, because these are bioweapon, right? As we know, they kill people pretty quickly. These new ones, I've got a number of nasties in the gene editing technology. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times these idiots, you know, keep trying to lie to people. Is this just a lie? All it is a total fabrication and a lie. Yeah. To try and convince people that these contaminated bioweapons are safe. All right. The numbers have grown significantly, as we know. You can see that by the amount of people that are on the street. So this bullshit, that's all it is, absolute bullshit, mainly aimed at the indoctrinated donkeys. So we've got Johnson now telling you that the virus is in the, what they're going to, the bioweapon. We've got the other idiot from Sage, part of Gavi, part of the eugenics agenda, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, actually on national TV saying that this is going to sterilise at least 60%, they're expecting, all right, which is genocide, by the way, which is a crime. I suggest that people report that. So he actually admitted to the genocidal agenda on national TV. Jon Snow even put his hand over his mouth, couldn't believe what had come out. Slip of the tongue. See, slip of the tongue. And obviously we've also got a Russian colonel who was senior in the intelligence group in Russia, basically saying that the whole thing is a hoax for mass depopulation. So it's not as if we haven't got the evidence. The evidence, we've definitely got the prima facie evidence that this is a crime. But this is the, this is what they're trying to do. So they're trying to take down your natural defence system to the attack. So that's what really is going on with these contaminated bioweapons. All right, I think that's enough for today. Speak soon, everybody. Keep up the message and get the knowledge. Knowledge is key.